Guys, back up.
You're a fucking mook. M-O-O-K. Mook.
Let's go check in on Robert De Niro. I'm sure he's having a normal one when he's not getting 12-year-olds pregnant in Hollywood. Allegedly, of course. But, I mean, honestly, didn't he just knock up? Isn't Robert De Niro over here 87 fucking years old? Didn't he just knock up like a 20-year-old? You fucking douchebag. Anyhow, here he is. He is out in front of the courtroom for blah, blah, blah. We're going to get that deadly blah, blah. Now, we're going to bring out Judge Robert De Niro. Oh, he's not a judge? Much like Bill Gates is not a scientist or a doctor? Actually, Bill Gates has got a computer science degree. Go fuck yourself, weirdo. Anyhow, here he is in front of the courtroom, and he's given a speech. He's got these two fuckers behind him, these fake cops with a lot of prison tattoos. You know, those two weirdo cops who cry like bitches on Don Lemon show going, "Oh my God, some of us got killed by the grandma meatballs with their small, tiny American flags and water bottles walking in between the velvet ropes on January 6th. Oh my God." Those two fuckers and Robert De Niro out there giving a speech. And boy, it seems a whole lot like election interference. Doesn't it seem like election meddling? Yeah, these aren't individuals that just showed up on their own, by the way. I'm sure Robert De Niro would like to spend time with some young women in Hollywood, and God knows what those two other pricks would like to be doing, but no, they were told to go down there. They were shipped off to go down there by, I imagine, the DNC, because the DNC's main political rival is in a courtroom in a bullshit rigged trial right now. So it just seems and smacks of election interference. I mean, for fuck's sake, if him writing down a check to Cohen on a ledger in the wrong category is election interference, well, then I imagine that this would be election interference, right? No? Oh, that's weird. It's like we're in a banana republic. Anyhow, he goes down there, and because Robert De Niro is one of these fuckers from Hollywood, he's completely surrounded by human remora. And he has never had anybody get in his face and say, "Hey, fuck you." Well, that just happened right now because a whole bunch of Trump supporters drowned him out, shouted at him, started arguing with him. And again, because Robert De Niro is one of these pricks from Los Angeles elites, he's never had to argue with anybody. Right? This guy's used to screaming at small kids and interns on the set of his movies, which have all been shitty lately. I don't think that's a surprise. And so he goes down there and he goes, "Oh my God, everybody's not on my side." No, fuck you. Not everyone's on your side. Scumbag. Why are you here? What are you doing outside of election interference and election meddling? And he thinks that he's the hero of the story. The New Yorkers over there are not having it. And New Yorker is awfully done with this. I guess when you're in New York and your sidewalks are full of human fecal matter, and there's AIDS all over the wall, and homeless people are pissing on the fucking doors of every building. Crime's through the roof. All of the downtown businesses are boarded up. Everybody's fleeing. I guess it gets to a point where you're like, you know what? This is stupid. And everybody that's running this place is a criminal. And if you're going to go out there and advocate for these criminals like Robert De Niro over here, we're going to shout you the shit down. And that's just what happened. The guy's calling him washed up. Fuck you. De Niro's such a dumb brick. This is Charlie Kirk over here. Robert De Niro completely loses it, exiting the Democrats' Trump trial presser, surrounded by security while swearing at protesters. He's got security. That's weird. Isn't Robert De Niro one of these lefty goofball pricks that wants to take everybody's guns? I'm not allowed to have a gun. Alec Baldwin shot way more people than me, but I'm not allowed to have a gun. You guys are going to pick and choose which guns I'm allowed to have based off of the musings of this dumb dipshit from Hollywood over here, but he's surrounded by dudes with guns. He's got lots of guns. He got a bunch of people around him carrying lots of guns. And yeah, De Niro says, quote, "You gangsters." Again, De Niro's so out of it and completely out of touch, he doesn't even understand that calling people gangsters is awesome. I would love to be a gangster. This dumb asshole over here has made a career off of gangster movies. I mean, this dude has elevated the Italian mafia through the roof. And then he goes out there and he tries to use gangsters as a derogative. It doesn't make any sense, a fucking moron. The protesters start yelling at him, quote, "You're washed up." De Niro goes, "Oh, fuck you, no, I'm not washed up. You're washed up." He's arguing with people on the street. You got nothing better to do, huh? You gotta. What does the DNC have on this dude? What's in this dude's browser history? That they walk this bitch like a dog all over the place. Get out there and do our bidding. Gangster, this dude over here. Oh, I got a feeling what they got on him. But there you have it, Robert De Niro. Big mad outside Trump trial. For a man that's only about 3 feet fucking tall, he awfully big mad, boys. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the video. Support and genuine catch up today on Robert De Niro and these other pricks over here being persistently upset. Hit that subscribe button and make way. This assault must flow.